Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, October 26th. I need to back up and say happy birthday to Mark Rector, who actually celebrated last Sunday, but I forgot to add that on the podcast. Also want to say happy birthday to any of you who have a birthday in October. As we begin, today I'd like to pray the Episcopal birthday blessing over you. Will you pray with me? Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their heart, may your peace, which passes understanding, abide all the days of their life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Today we are rounding out the section on the prayers of the Bible, and we're in Colossians chapter 1 today. I won't read the entire chapter, but I definitely want to read the prayer section. And also, the second section is about the preeminence of Christ, so how he is supreme over all. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to God's holy people in Colossae, the faithful brothers and sisters in Christ, grace and peace to you from God our Father. We always thank God, the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all God's people, the faith and love that spring from the hope stored up in you in heaven, and about which you have already heard in the true message of the gospel that has come to you. In the same way, the gospel is bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world, just as it had been doing among you since the day you heard of it and truly understood God's grace. You learned it from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf, and who also told us of your love in the Spirit. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may have a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and has brought us into the kingdom of his Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. And now I'm moving into the section about the supremacy of the Son of God. This is such good stuff. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All these things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. I got to keep going. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior, but now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation. If you continue in your faith established and firm and do not move from the hope held out in the gospel, this is the gospel that you heard and that has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become a servant. Let's just take a moment to go back through this section of scripture. First, Paul gives thanks for the Colossians to the Father. So I want you to take a minute to think about those in your midst for whom you have labored in the Lord and give some thanks to the Lord for the fruit that you have seen. In the next section, he talks about dear servants like Epaphras who have been faithful to minister. I want you to take a moment to think about someone who ministered to you, someone who shared with you or encouraged you, and take a minute to thank the Lord for them. Now I want you to think for a minute about someone that is constantly on your prayer list. Paul was constantly praying for the Colossian Christians, and he has really good language here for what we can pray for those whom we love so much, that the Lord would fill them with the knowledge of his will. Lord, we pray that. Give them wisdom and understanding so that they might live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every good way, bearing fruit in good works and growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, and that they might have great patience and endurance, and ultimately that they also would be able to give joyful thanks to the Father. I'd like to end the podcast today by praying alongside our former minister, Dr. Doug Dortch, and his church that he pastors in his retirement, Captiva Chapel by the Sea. They were hit pretty hard by Milton, and the church where they worship has been set off of its foundation. Also, the cemetery has been covered with sand. You can read about this on their website, but I just want us to pray for them in the midst of trying to rebuild and reset. This wonderful congregation meets from the middle of November to April each year, and Dr. Dortch is leading out by preaching the gospel to them each week. Would you pray with me? Father, thank you for your word today. We do give thanks for those that we have seen you work in, seeing fruit of the gospel. And we thank you for those who have gone before us, who were ministers to us, like Dr. Dortch. We pray your blessings upon them. And we pray for those who we know and love, that they would be filled with the knowledge of your will, they would be strengthened and empowered by you. Lord, we also want to lift up to you Captiva Chapel by the Sea, this congregation, as they seek to rebuild, seek to get their church back on its foundation, and to clean up the area around the church. Give them strength and the resources they need to do the work of ministry. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to pray together, and we pray for encouragement for their hearts. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.